Well, I didn't see this, was it like a mozzarella?
Yeah, I think so.
How can you see this kind of mozzarella cheese with mozzarella?
Well, I think there's a different kind of process to make this thing. I think that's all. Maybe using a different bacteria or something. But like, the non. No laws. My quote teaching style. Which is like not much teaching at all. It has more to do with going out and using the resources to learn to sell. Because this is gonna profit you far more than having these people gonna teach you about this here and this here and this here. Basically give you a little bit of time. It isn't taking up somewhere else. It's your sign. You need help. The place to get help. Because, well, I'm not going with a book. You got a book. I'm not the first book. I'm not the guy who's going to do 3 quarters of your assignment because, you know, I want you to succeed. I said, I don't have to succeed. Because you guys are going to become smarter, and when you get smarter, you're going to make me look at it. Because it really isn't a thing based on whether you can agree or not. Looking at whether this class is robust enough is usually determined by how the grade distribution goes. If too many people get A's and not enough people fail or make B's, then they say that I need to make class all the time. If it goes the other way, you can make it a little easier. Then you go, I have to spend my time. I prefer spending my time converting you guys from the idea that we're going to have a lot more time on your hands. You treat this way. Because I'm a hands-on guy. Because I don't like, I don't really care to hear myself talk to this. I like to have fun. Yeah. Oh no. I can talk a lot. I don't prefer to hear myself talk. It is to hear myself talk. You know? If I'm not talking, I'm not doing a good job. You know? Looking at being present. You're not contributing anything with your presence. So you gotta be doing something. It's like the whole thing about math. You go, oh, that's so darn important. You make sure all you guys have a good grasp of math. You go, you guys are not going to use this math. Some guys already figured out all the math for you. All you do is plug in numbers and you get to yourself. And you go over here to your business office. Boy, their stuff should be all about math, right? That's business, right? You don't know. All about 3 years into a computer. See what pops out. Okay. That's modern business. Because your big question is, the software package are you going to put the back into? What's the automation going to show? And how are you going to get back out? That's what business is. From a math standpoint, it ends up being about. Megatons are doing, taking more software packages, and selling more figures than those, on the side, what's the best package to put the figures into? That's far more to do with personality, with crazy pipe dream, and playing with the product, not products. The actual math running the business. Okay, you know, I run the data at the university. And you go, I do not. Because all my supervisors, my boss, the CIO thing, he does basic resistance to traction, but on the spreadsheet. If you have to know a lot about Excel. Plus, that you have a ES deal with it. Pretty easy to come to council. There's a lot of addition and subtraction. Isn't there? Yes. There's multiplication and division stuff. That helps with architects and engineers. This is a business question. Because anyway, I don't know what you guys are doing with this. But you got another basis for tools, you know what? Frankly, I'm a Linux guy. But Windows is the one on the desktop. Put it in the room. Don't even bother going over Linux. Most of the stuff that you learn in Windows is on the surface, which is all you guys care about for a second, pretty translatable. My wife uses Linux every day, doesn't even know it. You know that? That's something you should know. Even my desktops at home, they're all almost predominantly Windows. They only keep one window box.
You can also, you know.
Yeah? What? That's okay for me. people who are taking the classes because they go, oh, this is a really easy entry-level class, and go, for a lot of you, it will be. You can get straight from this stuff there, and you go, good for them. What number do you? I'm not just sitting here and bore you. So you show up in class, a little thing, you're here. If you want to get all you need, well, I don't care. If you're failing, it's your responsibility to do something about that. You need to come to class more often because you can't get the work done, then you're responsible for it. I'm not. I'm not going to hunt you down, tie you to the dang chair, and try to force me this crap. I'm not going to do it. It's that easy. It says, do I get the center court? Absolutely. I get to be the guy that does it. If they don't want me to do it, they can take it away from me. It's not a problem. It's not going to affect my income any. It's just so I get to have a different philosophy about it. Because my job is threatened. Oh, no, no. They can't do that. They can't do that. I'm thinking about add responsibility. That university is desperate for me, trying to find someone who will keep a class that needs a teacher. No. They're going to play games. This is additional to my work. So, yeah, am I going to ultimately have to cough up another, you know, 3 hours of life someplace else? Can I think of the fact that I'm doing all this? Yep. For me, it's 3 hours of being available as a student, basically. This is not important. You're expected to go out, you're expected to find the resources you need to accomplish what you need to do. That is the most important part of computers. I have no idea. I don't know that either. I think so. So yeah, if I am going to be hey. Can't.
What?
Are you a required class? I'm sorry. Wiggling my way into the faculty, but I want to do on that campus. The first thing is, you're going to see what I got there. This other thing. I'm not going to be far from the company to pay that much. And you go, then I'll say, no, that's easy. I can always walk. Right. And get it to do it. The best program is the student intrinsic to larger problems, larger profile problems. I think that's interesting. One that, number one, university can find you pop into this bubble. This might save us some money. We all read, hire a whole bunch of students to do nothing, some stupid labor. Why don't we hire them? Something that brings it to the university. You don't have to be really careful how that's done. Jerry's going to have to be a serious concern because we're going to have to take us less than free reign over. So, that's a possibility. I have to start evangelizing for it. And then start trying to find aspects of what you're implementing already. That's tricky. Over each department separately. I think I would start with retention. I think that one is rife with taking something you have now and you don't like. If you haven't really engaged the database at all, then you go perfect. It's a perfect first easy foray. Alright? Yeah. Yeah, it looks like something comes off of like a conduit. Which means nobody's gonna die. Yeah, but nobody's gonna die. You know, it's not like a pump gonna blow up because the bomb is screwed. It doesn't want to get that far. Connector on there, lose one, it's got 1,000 more, they're not even going to bring it from. Anyway, we're having people together. Start saying, what? I'm more of a mentor type, but how many people get the answer we need? All we need is a structure upon which to evaluate whether a good job is done or not. That was pretty straightforward, too. Does it exist? Does it work? That's what really the one with technology. You don't have to sit there and say, this is elegant, you don't have to what I give it about, it's working. It's absolutely key criteria for all of this stuff. Provide. said, no, we don't do anything. All you do is send me the API. I'm supposed to know about databases, but I kind of bluff my way through. You go, yeah.
Not exactly what.
Not yet. This is putting the door. Eastern's likely to go for this stuff because they're at a low level. The teaching is very, very robust at all. You have records for any of them.
I don't know. I've never heard of any person like that. Oh, you guys
are just... Well, there... And I'm not going to be the person who said that. Yeah? Oh yeah, they're all like,
oh my god! Come on, guys! Hey, you are so
cool! Yeah, I know. Going, I'm trying to inculcate some basic ways to see. That's pretty much it. Do you? You're going to be fine. You'll probably expect all the drones around you. Nothing in ambient. Is just my answer, Murphy. But you gotta have it. Well, if they won't even. There's 5 billion ways to do it. And you're probably cool enough not to even to realize that this happening at the point. Because I went to the school to try to see the. You can't rely on somebody else. You're more interested in what you're doing than you are. Thank you. You just have the degree, you're going to be better. Well, I'm not going to call the stuff the most professional, which is, I'm going to do a lot of learning for you. I'm going to do a lot of the work of learning for you. Because if I don't, they're going to get rid of me. And you go, that's actually wrong, and it comes from people doing too much statistical analysis and involving too many data points. Because then you start seeing correlations that really, really have relevance. They're not smarter with their own stuff. They just bluff their way through, just like they just bluff their way through. They're smarter. So what's the matter then? Well, we get paid a whole lot of money to do it this time, and somebody else checks this stuff. Everybody bugs this bunch of life. Traditional teacher, the teacher has to do all the work. The harder the teacher works, the better the scores are. You go, well, there could be a few reasons for that. It says, but probably not what you're hoping for. The kids are actually learning from it. Yeah, they're going. That's right. So he looked at me. And you're going, you're making a horrible mistake, dude. But it doesn't matter. Number one, the most important thing is that he keeps his job. Not that anybody learns anything. so you have to play this weird game. And you go, don't play it. He goes, well, that's easy for you to say. You're an adjunct. You don't need this job. And you go, you're right. That means I'm powerful in a weird way that nobody claims to can. How come adjunct can do stuff that I can't do because I'm a guest? I'm not fired at you.
Yeah,
that's right. Huh. Yes, cool. Jeez. You love it when I talk this way. Come on. I'm a guy that's doing something. And you like that. You like some action. Come on.
Okay, well, you
most
have
people
a good
do.
Day.
Yeah? You sure? Hotel. Okay, I'm actually going to turn this off.